that it had ceased to be without after the manner of women. Let's look at it. Genesis, all right? Turn your Bibles there. The book of Genesis, chapter number 18. Let's start reading from Genesis 18. Let's start reading from verse 6. Genesis 18, let's start reading from verse 6. And Abraham hastened into the tent to Sarah and said, make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal. Knead it and make cakes on the earth. And Abraham ran to the head and fetched a calf tender and good and gave it to a young man. And he hurried to dress it. And he took the butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree. And they did eat. I don't know what kind of meekness this is. How will the old Abraham be standing? He gets, please be eating, sir. That's the lifestyle they built. And they said to him, where is Sarah, your wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return to you according to this time of life. And see, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now, Abraham and Sarah were old and stricken in age, and he ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Meaning that this prophecy was believable when she was still menstruating. Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am wax old, shall I have pleasure? My Lord, being old also. You know, there is a certain age, people just say, day or day. You know what that means? Where's Godwin? I was going to poke him now, but he's not here. Okay. Now you there today? Okay. Do you understand what that means? Okay, you don't. I know you don't understand. That's true. This, all of you here are married men, are you? Okay. This guy is old. Nobody's touching anybody anymore. So how will these things be? Hope you know. To understand the power of prophecy, we will still get to Genesis 20. Are you with me? And see a king pick Sarah, thinking she was a young girl. Are you following what I'm saying? If Sarah at 80 plus, somebody can be crushing on her. How old are you? That you are saying nobody see me. Shun that nonsense and move on. Amen. She laughed within herself. So for Sarah, the testimony that she needs, her body, her anatomical configuration contradicts it. As far as the science of the human body is concerned, it was too late. For Hannah, it was still possible. So what I'm saying is, if you put a Sarah and an Hannah side by side, 40 years ago, they were still both waiting at the same level. 40 years later, the child of Hannah is already 30-something years. Sarah is still waiting. And that's when the pain becomes more. That there are people that you know, you were all in the waiting room till they all left, and you are the only one left there. And sometimes it looks as though the body of theology we have seems to demonize people that don't get result on time, that there's something you are not doing right. I am saying you can do everything right, but yet the time has not come. It can happen. So, This is where we get to the point where waiting is beginning to make no more sense. This is now not making sense. We thought we were joking. We thought we were just trying to do some things. If this is a joke, it has to stop now. This is no longer making any sense. This is nonsense. I'm done. I'm tired. And you know the funny thing is that while you are in this process, you will also see people who don't pray in tongues, who don't read the Bible, who don't fast, who are not workers in church, who are not born again Christians, who don't have your consecration, get the things you want without even waiting on God. So if we say that, hey, look at this testimony. This testimony, you know, this testimony, this is the kind of testimony you get when you are a faithful steward in this house. Now so it happen. Now so God they do them. It is also happening outside for those who don't even know Jesus. Talk less of being steward. How do we balance it? These things are not balanced. Are you aware that as we celebrate 100 babies, God answer people, they're also doing so in some shrines. The difference is those who wait on God will not inherit shame. When God gives, He protects what He gives. He backs up what He gives. Now, how many of you have seen that before? That, look at people who are not even in Christians. Look at them. They have the result we don't have. They have the result. Look at them. It looks like it's only Christians that are in waiting process sometimes. It's like, let me just go outside the world, enjoy myself, then come back, and I don't pass that process. How many of you have seen that happening before? You see people outside. They're not born again people. They're not, and they're not waiting. Have you seen that before? Yes. But do you know you are wrong? You are wrong. Let me show you something. The moment waiting gets to a level, the devil convinces you. What he does is that he paints a single story. Hey, are you following what I'm saying? The devil paints a single story and show you only one side of the divide. Look at those outside. They get the things that you praying don't get. But then they die too. He won't show you that. I shared the story of two boys who went to perform rituals. And they went to a car park. We're going to wash a car. Okay? They were discussing. The father of one of my friends was inside his own car. They didn't know somebody was there. And they were, one was asking the other one, what did Baba say you should do? He said, Baba said I should buy akara. If you don't know what that means, that's beans cake, fried beans cake. All right? And then he said he should pour it on the road. On the road. Yes? He said he should wait for a car to match it, then bring what is left. So a car matched it. It took what was left to the man. That was what they used to perform the ritual. And the condition for that money was that the way the car matched this beans cake, this is the way a car will match your head when time comes to die. What is beautiful about what the devil gives? He will not show you that. He will show you the shiny aspect. He will give you the impression that look at what is happening. See us that they enjoy their lives. All this Christian thing will now they carry for head. Where they end. See girls where they go club on Saturday night. And they find better men. But then they use them for ritual too. It is those who have gone through that life that can tell you the pain they live life with and the regret that comes. The fact that you have not been there doesn't mean you should envy it. You only have an aspect to the story, and the one who is painting it is the one who wants to get you there. The devil himself, he wants you messed up. There's nothing there. We go to party, dance. Say, devil's basket. I don't know if that's the rain. Now there we stop. Pig, pig, pig. Conde, you look like you know what's going on. Pig, 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 pig. Having done all those things, it is superfluity of nothingness. A well you dig, you won't touch water. You carry this girl, no satisfaction. Another one, and the pattern continues, and discover that the one whose life is being spent is you. The devil tries to give believers the impression that you are cake, you are in church, hearing the word. Some of you are married, your children are here, learning the ways of God. But you know you have colleagues who have come back from work, now that it's public holiday, they don't bath, put small perfume, don't go coven, drink small gouda, serve them out. The children are starving at home. The wife is looking like a shadow of herself. The girls that is liking there, he will not buy the same clothes for his wife. The children grow up to hate the kind of father that he is. You are in the right place, doing the right things at the right time. You are not backward because you are serving God. You are not. This is how to catch real fun, to be in the presence of our Maker and learn how He designed our lives to function. This is what we do. You know, I went for myself and my friends. We went for, well, maybe a vacation, just a time. It was not really a retreat, just to, we've been walking, let's just rest. Okay? People were living for different countries and we might not know when we'll be together again, so let's just rest. So we were in a place, let me just put a place. Okay? And the owner of this facility is a billionaire, all right? So the son was there. And one time the guy got confused. And I was like, you guys have been here for some days. On a day here, fine guys, yes. No girls, no girls. No drinking, no drinking. We know they don't. He said, how are you guys now catching fun? Come, let's show you how we catch real fun. What we are doing is not boring. If it is club, I know what it means to go there. You go stand throughout. Now church day, they sit down. You know what I'm saying now? You stand. You drink. You don't even know where your car key is again. But when we leave this place, we are more charged, pumped up to face life. We are not behind because we're in church. This is where it is happening. We teach the world how to catch real fun. We are not behind. We don't copy them. There's a lot they should learn from us. Look at the peace we have. Yeah. Hey, one imperial bottle there, they carry this. This one, don't go borrow money. You say, bring two. Some girls will carry the light, carry the thing. What? The bottle that you buy for, why would you sit down to drink a bottle of drink for 3 point something million? Just because they will ail you. And you know those hype man. Who get Camry? Men know they talk. The Range over there. Hey, whoa. And you are here just starting your life. Pressure wants to kill you. If they're using Phoenix, no raise your phone, iPhone there. Yeah. Pressure wants to finish you. Oh my God. But here we are in God's presence. No discrimination, nothing. This is where it is happening. This is where it is happening. This is where it is happening. Hallelujah. Sometimes you meet people like this and they want to give you the impression that why are you so backward? Am I? If you don't know where you are, you'll be confused. Am I really? So, let me just say this. one of my boys asked me, said, he was following me everywhere. So he said, Apostle, I noticed that since you've been around, you've sown seed here of thousands of pounds. I said, yes. I said, number one, I like to give. Number two, I like to shame the devil. You know how many years the devil take convince me that because I refuse to go to the UK early, to London University of Tropical Medicine, that I failed. I like to show the devil I no fail. I might not be in front, but I wasn't failing. God was preparing something. You are too quick to conclude. You are too quick. There are things that will not come in the time that they make sense. That's the truth. That's the kind of person that Sarah was. It won't come in time that it makes sense. And you have to learn how to deal with the seasons of depravity. Because if you get your conclusions wrong, you may not come out. Maybe one of these days, I'm going to tell you the year I was able to buy my first brand new suit as a pastor in a boutique. If I say it, you'll be shocked. Somebody just said, one time somebody came to meet me and said, hi, I want to borrow your suit. I've been nominated as men in suit, man in suit for so and so wedding. So I saw that you have many suits. Now, one suit I get, I have a friend who is a photographer. He will sit down that one suit for different poster and use Photoshop to change the color. So I said, this is the suit. Join them for the wedding. If you want, after the wedding, we use Photoshop, change the color. And that suit, I went for my cousin's wedding, who happened to be a banker. And as far as he was concerned, he had used all the money on that suit. I said, I can start from where you stopped. And I took that suit, and that suit still did another 2 to 3 years with me. By the time I was done, I gave it to one of our pastors into doing on 2 years. When he finished, he gave another junior pastor. So I now went to meet them and give me this suit. The time has come for deliverance. Whether we they wear suit then or we know they wear, you know, stop the message. No, stop the message. You know, I was in Lekki. Permit me to be a bit vain. And I went to one of my boys. I called them my boys, not because they are my boys, like the way we relate. Friends. Very close. Very real guy. You know me very well. Know that. But, so we went there. And we're going to buy some suit. So, it was one pain. Then we just looked at each other and remembered that years back, I went to Koza. You know Koza? You know, get money. I went to Lagos, JJ, to go and do apostolic ministry. I said, let's go to Koza. Excellent church. Where I sit down, the devil just remind me, say, Lazarus. I said, here I am. He said, look at the legs of your age mates. I look to the right. What? Oxford, Brooks, nice shoes. I don't know past Oxford and Brooks. I looked out and said, it was like every clean. I said, see your leg. I looked at my leg. Ah. I folded my leg under the chair. When they call first timers, I no go. Before they would think I needed charity, I no go. So after the service, I got angry. I told the boy, say, but see you dress well, you don't tell me. So after the service, I said, I'm angry. Let's go now. So I buy shoes. me. If you say ministry just contributes more change. Say as you go, God will go with you. You are do ministry. I vex. I say, let's go and buy a shoe. So I pick one shoe. I said, how much is this shoe? I want to buy this shoe. The guy said, I think then he said 38,000. Don't angry. What do you mean? What, this Lagos. That's how people are. You just want for state. Is it because I gave you? The guy said, Apostle, calm down. Don't forget it. Calm down. So he now called me and said, actually. He said, this shoe actually is around that price. I said, the last time I bought shoe ever was 1-2. So I had a feel, say, maybe now, 2-5. Max. And I said, this one that you are wearing, how much is this? Say, this one. Say, sir, I bought it around 37,000. Really? When I was going to get married, towards my wedding, I bought about 12 shoes. They said, why are you buying shoes? I said, I'm hungry. I want to show the devil. But devil, your head is not correct. You. So we were together again at the shop in Lekki. And then we're paying certain amounts for some collections. Then we remembered. It will not always remain the same. It will not. Things change, sir. But mind you, even if things has not changed, we'll still be on this path. You must understand that balance. Yes. Still be on this path. Praise God. Don't kill yourself because things has not changed yet. There was a time in my life that if they told me that a time will ever come that I will have 10,000 naira balance in my account, not doing anything, I will argue that 10K, the way my brain was wired, when money comes, quickly, so you look at the devil, he's out there, quickly, spend it. But it only came to pass. It won't wait forever. It doesn't matter how much we prophesy, change, receive. If you are in that kind of season, that is where you are. But there's a flow of time. Are you following what I'm saying here? There's a flow of time. I see God giving you speed and helping you in the name of Jesus. I see God helping you in the name of Jesus. It's so beautiful when those you have struggled together are still by your side when things change. And they can remember when what we are seeing was just a word of prophecy and we're open. Things will change in the name of Jesus. Things are changing in the name of Jesus. Tell yourself, I refuse to be discouraged. Say it again loud and clear, I refuse to be discouraged. Say it loud and clear. I refuse to be discouraged. And usually, it becomes very, very frustrating when what you are waiting for to happen in your life is happening in different lives. For Sarah, she was seeing Hagar. For Hannah, she was seeing Penina. And sometimes they are a constant reminder that you might be failing. But maybe that's not true. I said maybe that's not true. Now, look at this. What do you do when the time frame that what you are waiting for will make sense in is passing? Let me explain. There's an average age that menopause kicks in. No one is waiting before that age for a child, for this and all that. Like, okay, we are still within time frame. It's making sense. But now, you are about to celebrate your birthday. And that birthday marks the season, from what you have read medically, that this is the season that menopause may likely start kicking in. If care is not taken, and God has been tempted to raise this alarm, as you begin to celebrate your birthdays, it will not be seasons of joy, but seasons of depression. Because the birthday seems to be reminding you that time is not on your side. There comes a time that your birthday is a constant reminder to the fact that something is going. And if care is not taken, every time you get close to your birthday, you are depressed. You won't get results that way. You won't get results that way. Let me show you a scripture. Joel chapter number 1. Joel chapter number 1. If you are there, say amen. Okay. Let's start the reading from verse 8. Joel 1:8. If you are there, say amen. Look at this. Lament like a virgin greeted with sackcloth for the husband of her youth. The meat offering and the drink offering is cut off from the house of the Lord. The priests, the Lord's ministers, mourn. The field is wasted, and the land mourns. For the corn is wasted, the new wine is dried up, the oil languishes. Be you ashamed, O you farmers, howl, O you vine dressers, for the wheat and for the barley, because the harvest of the field is perished. The vine is dried up, and the fig tree languishes, the pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, the apple tree, even all the trees of the field is withered, because joy is withered from the sons of men. When we say rejoice, it is not a church slogan. It is actually a fetcher. The moment, listen to what I'm saying, the moment your joy dries up, your condition will dry up. Let me tell you, as you keep marking seasons that should be seasons of joy, and instead of you rejoicing, you keep crying and saying, now, another time, this has not come. You have just marked the register to come again next year till you pass that test. The Bible said, you are complaining. Everything is dried. The palm tree is dried. Pomegranate tree is dried. The apple tree is dried. All trees are withered. This is dry. He said, it is only happening because joy has left you. When was the last time you sat down, despite the fact that you don't have everything you needed, and rejoiced? When was the last time you look at the things that God has done, regardless of what is yet to happen? And you say, I just want to thank you, Lord, for all that you have done. When was the last time? Sometimes we make requests like we're asking the God who is not responsible. Like the irresponsible one. Let's ask him. If no cuckoo ask him, you don't know if he forget us for here. And you confront God like one who has never. Let me ask you a question. Has God been good at least once? Yes, are you aware that the fact that you are here and talking is a proof of his goodness? Yes. When was the last time you rejoiced, even when your joy was not full? You know, you can have joy and not rejoice. Like this, you say it is on my inside, but you did not manifest it. Let me tell you, go and check. Every miracle that has to do with multiplication, most times, there is always a template of joy and thanksgiving. When Jesus saw 3 loaves of bread, 2 fishes, he did not say, what nonsense, now we are stranded. Yeah, how do you? No, no. He gave thanks. Oh, Father, thank you for a new age. I'm a lady, 33, no man has come. Thank you because you have made me wonderfully well and beautifully well. I know my David is coming. The guy, if you know, be David, if you be Luke man. Every time you rejoice, you get closer to your breakthrough. You cannot get it by complaining. Having tried everything else, switch to what? Joy. Kenneth Copeland asked Bishop Oyedepo and said, "We taught you faith." Said, "But the results we are seeing here, how do you get all these people to be in one place?" And you know what he said? He said, "I danced them in." Let me tell you something. I don't know if I've said this publicly before, but at a certain period of my life, I went to lock myself, and I do that every now and then. I just take my bag, pick my things, go out of the house, lock myself for days, maybe in the guest house, fast, pray, seek God, dot, write things. I needed answers as to how church can grow. God told me. He said there are three ingredients you'll find in any church that will grow. Number one, joy unspeakable, full of glory. Go back and create an atmosphere of joy. What you are not rejoicing over cannot multiply. That is the reason why we praise God the way we do in this house. So when we are rejoicing, we are not saying that we have all that we need, but we are saying we recognize the one before whom we are dancing. We recognize. That was what God found in David. David was dancing almost naked. I don't say we'll start with a poor clothes, but he was dancing. Micah sat down as the tush posh girl now. So yeah, look at this guy. Look at this guy. See the way he dances. This one says he's king. Look at you. You are dancing like miserable men in Israel. David said, "I am dancing before the God who chose me before your father." Very heavy. This is what I was doing when God found me above your father. And God said, "The womb of Micah, short." Anywhere you despise joy and gratitude, there's barrenness. I want to give us some 2-3 minutes to rejoice this morning. Hey, look at the way you are rejoicing. We give you praise, Jesus. We bless your holy name. Things may not be where we want them to be, but we rejoice in you regardless. We bless you from the depth of our hearts. We thank you because you are the good God. We may not have all the answers, but we rejoice in the Lord. I may not have all the answers. I may not have it figured out. I may not know what to eat tonight. But I choose to rejoice. I choose to rejoice. It is with joy we draw from the wells of salvation. We choose to rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love what the Bible says in Psalms 100. It says to make a joyful noise to the Lord. Yes. This is what we do. Hallelujah. Now, I've shown you several times. The ooh, we are used to it. Because the word make there is the word to invent. Is the word to create. You see, whenever there's joy, three things happen. Number one, there's shouting. Number two, there is dancing. Number three, there's laughter. You can never somebody who is joyful. Say, I'm rejoicing. What are you doing? Say, that's how I rejoice. May I know this too. Rejoice, somebody. Hey! Amen. Now, let me show you a scripture. We practice this again. Are you with me? Job chapter number 5. Job chapter number 5, from verse 21 and 22. I love the fact that the instrumentalists are there. We're going to raise a sound. This is Bible study. We're going to raise a sound and rejoice. Amen. And bless God from... You see, one of the things that happens when there's joy is that that's when you can see clearly. You just know that. You see, listen, have you been in that situation where things have not changed physically, but you know I am close? Just know. I'm close to it. I'm close to it. Yeah. Be more loyal to that perception than all the external conditions. Yeah. I'm getting there. Look at what it says. Thou shalt be hid from the scourge of the tongue. Neither shalt thou be afraid of the destruction. So I've faced many things. I'm no longer afraid of anything. Be afraid. Look at verse 22. At destruction and famine, thou shalt laugh. Neither shall thou be afraid of. Are you following what I'm saying? That is, you are hearing people panicking, saying this, and that. What you are doing as a way of responding as a spiritual man is that you are what? Laughing. Listen, oh. Nobody, you know, I've told you. This one that used to think that everybody's looking at everybody, nobody's looking at you. Wait. People get issue. Huh? Everybody's looking at themselves. Mind your business. For like 5 minutes, can we raise some sounds? Huh? Can we raise some sound? Come up. Wait. Let's have as many praisers and dancers as we can.
Obrigado. Somebody can change our face. Papa said it is. We have the covenant of grace. I want us in the next few seconds. Get crazy tonight. Anything. Carry something. A separate.
Some people are breaking bread. Oh, yeah, look.
look for neighbor, say neighbor, neighbor, neighbor. The way your neighbor is looking, say neighbor. Say neighbor. Ask your neighbor, say where are you from? Or you answer your neighbor. Ask your neighbor, say can you dance your language dance? Hear me, hear me. The way you dance tonight will determine your blessing though. If you dance more than your neighbor, your blessing will be higher. Are you ready? If you can hear me, shout hallelujah. Oh. Yes, sir. Okay. Okay, never mind. I can't get enough. My God, it's a good God.
Yes,
I say, lift me up. The higher you lift God, the higher your blessing. Oh, yes, sharper. You lift me up. It turns me around.
It turns me around.
Aye, it turns me around.
It turns me around.
Hey,
it sets my feet.
Up on the solid rock.
Up on the solid rock.
Take me to one, take me to one. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Carry me, they go. Say up, carry me, they go, they go, they go.
Carry me, they go.
Give Jesus a shout!
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Now, listen. While we're praising and dancing, God said to announce there are different people connecting from different parts of the world. He said to announce that I have rolled away the siege of death. That is the word of the Lord. And he said to tell you, I am starting a new thing. And I am doing this in my sovereign will as God. He said, I am the Lord and no one can question me. No one can stop what I do. He said, because you have praised me despite your pain. He said, I will take away your sorrows and give you a new season. That is the word of the Lord. A new season is here. A new season is here. A new season is here. You may not hear the sound of the rain, but the ditch will be filled with water. Noiseless triumph. Noiseless breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus. It is a new day. Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Who is like unto thee? Glorious in holiness, fearful in praise. You do wonders. You perform miracles. You raise the poor and the beggar from the dunghill and set them among the princes. You are God and there is none else. To you we have come to lift our hands in praise. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Because we know dryness is over. A new season is here. And we rejoice in your name. For you are the hope of our salvation. We thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Behold, all things are passed away. And all things are new. This is how we fetch. It is with joy that we draw from the wells of salvation. We give you praise. Let's put our hands together. Now, I want us to do something very prophetic. Walk up to five people and say, congratulations to you.
Never failing, and all things are working for my God. It's intentional. Never failing, all things are working for my God. It's intentional.
Amen. Now listen, hear the words of the Lord. The things you have struggled to put together, the things you have struggled to do, you have entered into a season where the things that used to cost you stress becomes child's play. He said, watch out for the covenant of ease that I've made with you. Some things that look so far like it will take time before you get there. The Lord said, I'm shrinking time for you. And the Lord said to tell someone, behold, you have come to the phase where I will cause your voice to be heard. And all who hear you will know that I'm speaking through you. It is a new season, beloved. Can you tell it in the atmosphere? Can you see it? It's a new season. Thank you, Lord. You are trusting God for the fruit of the womb. You are waiting for something. Rejoice because it is here. Thank you, Lord. We bless the name of the Lord. Let me tell you what is happening. It's a new dispatch of angels. New dispatch. In different places. New release. I'm telling you. New release. New dispatch of angels taking their formations. Entering into situations. And God, listen. If there's a word for tonight, the word is God has responded. That is the word. God has responded. That is the word. God has responded. That is the word. He has responded. He has responded. That is the word. God has responded. When they ask you, listen to me. When they ask you what happened in church tonight, the answer is God has responded. Because he has. We rejoice in your name. Thank you, God. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Be on your feet like men of war and rejoice. Amen. See, This kind of atmosphere is not man-made. This is what you have when God responds. Amen. We give you praise, Jesus. We give you praise.
Hi there. God is raising for himself an end-time army. And this is the mandate that he has given to us. Truly, the harvest is plenteous, but we need you on board as a laborer. This is a call to partner with what God is doing in this great house. To become a monthly partner with us at Sphere of Light Church and Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, kindly reach us via the number +234-903-095-9735. To give an offering or to sow a seed, kindly make use of these account details being displayed. The gospel of Jesus is spreading. Thank you for being a part of it.